Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeffrey Pilgrim to introduce a further chapter of Office Wife.
What's a fellow to do in a spot like this? That's what I'd like to know. I'm visiting Stella Bronson to see if I can't persuade her to change her mind about suing Bendigo and Company. If she goes on with it, well, you know the saying about washing your linen in public. Anyway, I've been doing my best to talk her out of it, and just when it looks as though we might be able to straighten things out, who should have come knocking on Stella's door but Mr. President Bendigo himself? No. No hiding behind doors for me. There's only one thing to do, and that's face the music.
Hop into the kitchen, Jeff. I'll get rid of him almost at once.
Nothing doing. I'm staying right here.
Don't be silly. You can't afford to have him find you here.
Go on. Let him in. I'm staying.
Well, at least sit in that high back chair till we know what he wants. But do as I say, Jeff, please.
Oh, all right. But I'm not hiding.
Why, Mr. Bendigo.
How do you do, Miss Brunson? Forgive me for calling at this hour. Have I not intruding?
Oh, no. No, but it is rather late.
May I come in? I shan't keep you long. Thank you. I won't beat about the bush, young woman.
Would you care to come into the lounge and sit down?
No, thanks. But I have to say, I'll stay here in the hall. I want you to reconsider your course of action, and within limits, you may name your own terms. My niece and I have talked it over, and we've come to the conclusion that you're not after money. But rather, well, your motives are purely personal.
I thought you're not here for anything else. You weren't told to come here.
I'm here for the reasons I've just told you. Now, what about it, Miss Brunson? Good heavens above, I'm not an ogre. There's a feud between you and my niece. Jeffrey Pilgrim's the bone of contention. You're not one of these flinty-hearted young women one reads about.
As a matter of fact, I'm not.
So let's settle this matter in a sensible way. I think I know how you feel. And I'm not being patronizing. But you must realize Jeff Pilgrim's another girl's husband.
You have to remind me of it?
And apart from that, Marcia's very important to me. We can't have you or anyone else coming along and spoiling her happiness.
Marcia doesn't give much thought to others' happiness.
Do you? I'm only going through all this to make my position clear. If you feel hard done by, just put yourself in my shoes.
Why shouldn't I ask you to leave?
Because that would be stupid and, well, you're not stupid.
Did Jeff know you were coming here?
Oh, don't be absurd.
Very well, Mr. Bendigo. Now listen to me. I'm not poor. I'm quite well off. But if I hadn't two pennies to rub together, you still couldn't buy me at any price. I'll call this affair off for one person and one person only, and for nothing.
And who's that?
Jeff Pilgrim.
But why him?
If you can't work it out, Mr. Bendigo, I'm not going to tell you.
Did Pilgrim put you up to this?
Of course not. Certainly he didn't.
I'm not so sure. That chap's being too damned independent since his marriage. All this hot-headed rot about running his office as he sees fit. Yes, that's the cause of our entire predicament. If he'd fired you months ago, none of this would have happened. That's why I had to get rid of you, Miss Bronson, to show Jeff Pilgrim which side his bread's buttered on. He thinks he's in command now. Well, now that you've gone...
I've listened to about enough of this. If I'm not in charge of my office, sir, who is?
Pilgrim! Where did you spring from?
I've been sitting in that chair.
What are you doing here? What the devil's the meaning of this?
Isn't it obvious?
Yes, it's too damned obvious. You're caught here. All the time you've been swearing black and blue.
I'm no more caught here than you are, sir. We're both here for precisely the same reason.
Do you expect me to believe that?
What Jeff says is quite true, Mr. Bendigo.
You keep out of this. I walk in here at 9 o'clock...
If you think I'm paying Stella a social call... Tell me why I'm not hiding in another room or something.
If it's all the same to you both, kindly don't quarrel in my flat.
Well, I'm going. I expect to have this out with you in front of Marcia in the morning, Pilgrim.
I'll be having it out with Marcia tonight, sir.
Are you coming now?
Well, if you'll allow me a moment, I'd like a word with Stella.
Alone. No doubt. I'll see you in the morning. Good night, Miss Bronson.
Tell me quickly, Stella. No messing about. What are you going to do?
I'm going to call the whole business off, of course.
You are? Then, great Scott, why couldn't you have said so before?
Before this, it hadn't served its purpose. Now it has. You better go, Jeff.
I don't understand. I simply don't understand you, Stella.
You don't, but Marcia will. I'm not taking her uncle into court simply because you asked me not to. Oh, Marcia will understand well enough. Now run along like a good man before you get into any more trouble.
Oh, is that possible?
You went there. You went to that woman's flat. You sneaked out and went to see Stella Bronson, and now you walk in and calmly say...
Aren't you glad I did? You're out of the wood.
Glad?
You should be delighted. You know why I went there. Or do I have to repeat it 20 times more? And I managed to get you out of the jam you were in through your own adolescent stupidity.
My stupidity? Mine? Oh, you fool, Jeff Pilgrim, you blundering fool. Don't you see the position you've put me in?
Well, for the love of Pete, what's the matter now?
Oh, haven't you any more sense than an ape? She can laugh her head off at me. At me, your wife. And you want me to be thankful?
What the devil's Stella Bronson got to laugh about? She had the decency to do as I asked, that's all.
Decency? She planned it. She planned it so that you, my husband, would go to her and intercede for me. And she's let me off because you, my husband, asked her to. You were the only person she'd do it for any time. Can't you see?
No, I can't.
What if you were in trouble and the only way you could get out of it was for me to go and be nice to someone you loathed? How would you take it?
Oh, that's a lot of rot. I wasn't nice to her. I simply asked her to have a little sense.
You must have been. And the nicer you were, the more she was shrieking up her sleeve at me.
Oh, this has gone far enough. As far as I'm concerned, all these complicated female antics of yours are just so much neurotic tripe.
Now you're calling me neurotic.
There might be another name for it, I don't know. All I try to do is the right thing. And Stella Bronson's finished and done with. I'll probably never see her again.
You'd better not, Jeff. I've put up with all I'm ever going to from that woman.
Darling, all you've ever had to put up with has been your own silly, suspicious nature. Now, what about calling it a day?
Just when it suits you.
No, Marcia, because we're getting absolutely nowhere. Stella's gone for good, and I'm glad. Now, what more do you want me to say? Come on. Give me a kiss. Let's be friends.
No.
Oh, all right, then. Please yourself. I don't know how you expect to be loved, and I don't care. I'm fed to the tonsils of trying to cope with you, and from now on you can do as you please. I've offered you affection for the last time, so good night.
Jeff!
I said good night.
You know everything there is to know, Angela. How can I bust that woman so she'll never show her face anywhere again?
You can't.
But I will. After last night, I will.
Listen, Marcia, darling. You're barking up the wrong tree, and I've told you so 50 times. Make up your mind. If you want to hang on to Jeff, give him a little rein and he'll stick to you. If you don't, well, go flat out for a divorce and be done with it.
I don't want a divorce. I only want to make Stella Bronson look so silly.
Darling, you've left it a little late.
Why have I?
While she was in your Uncle Bendigo's firm, you could have thrown the odd hoop and made her jump through it. But now, she's out of your reach.
You don't suggest I should get her back into the firm again, do you?
Oh, far from it, Pet. I'm not suggesting anything. But I really don't see how you can trip her up now. What would you like to see, anyway? The poor girl standing at the altar while her beloved flees for his life or something? Come on, darling, have another martini.
No, it's too early.
Well, whatever you do, forget Stella Bronson for half an hour. I'm getting kind of tired of the name. What with you and Jeff and Harry Palmer and Benny Puller?
Why, yes. Of course.
Hmm? Did I say something?
You'd do absolutely anything for me.
Who would? Have you been holding out on me?
He wants to get on in the firm. And I could get Uncle Tressida to push him up. He'd do literally anything. Even make a thundering fool of Stella Bronson for me.
Marcia, really, what are you maundering about?
Who's this character who'll make a fool of Stella Bronson for you?
Why, Harry Palmer, of course. I'll see him today. Yes, Harry Palmer. Angela, I think I will have another martini. Maybe two. Maybe three.
No, you've not gone to lunch, Jeff. Miss Fraser, I want to talk to Mr. Pilgrim, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Will you sit down, sir? I'll buzz when I'm through, Miss Fraser.
Now, look here, Pilgrim. I've had time to think. I didn't want to fly off the handle completely last night. That's why I left that girl's flat when I did.
I was very glad you did, Mr. Bendigo.
Kindly don't interrupt. Pilgrim, you're married to Marcia. Otherwise, I'd give you no quarter. I don't believe you were at Bronson's flat last night solely for the reasons you said. So this is your last chance. If I hear so much as a whisper...
My last chance to what?
Your last chance to save your hide in my organization. You keep away from that Bronson girl.
I've no intention of going near her.
I hope for your sake you're telling the truth, Pilgrim. Because if you're not, and if I find you out just once more, I won't only fire you out in your ear, old chap. I'll break you. You understand? Keep away from that Bronson girl, Pilgrim. For your own sake as well as Marcia's. Or else I'll see you never get a decent job again in this town as long as you're in it. That's all.
He'll break me if I go near Stella Bronson, will he? He'll tell me what to do with my life. No one organizes me. No one ever has. No one ever will. I'll wait till I've had a word with my wife tonight. Then we'll show Mr. Tressida Bendigo and his firm just what they are not to. Just wait till tonight.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy. A Donovan Joyce production.